call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into the first hour of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, I've got a little opinion article that I think I mentioned briefly on last Saturday's program, but we never actually had a chance to get to it. Now, it's a little incendiary, so bear with me on this, and then you're welcome to dial in at 800-259-9231 with your thoughts.
Incendiary on Free Talk Live?
It is a little incendiary. It's by Larkin Rose, who, if you don't know who Larkin Rose is, he's the writer, the author of several books, but he kind of made his name in the tax freedom movement, where he was thrown in a federal minimum security prison for a couple of years because he was publishing information that the federal government didn't like very much. They also didn't like the fact that that he was, you know, making it public that he wasn't paying their taxes.
Might have been misinformation too. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, maybe. I don't know. They went after him for alleged tax dodging and all of that, which, of course, I highly encourage people to not pay federal taxes. But that's not the point of this article. The point of this article is to talk about the idea, and it's a popular one, of supporting the troops. Everybody's supposed to support the troops. You've seen the bumper stickers, right? Support the troops. Even if you don't agree with the war, you have to support the troops, don't you? Well, Larkin disagrees. Says my disclaimer, telling the truth where when everyone agrees may feel good, but it's pretty useless. Telling the truth is far more important when it goes against what most people think. So, I will. If you think the way 99% of people think, prepare to be offended by the following. Amongst all the discussions about this war and that war, this policy and that policy, this military issue and that military issue, it seems that almost everyone feels obligated to constantly throw in, but of course we should all support the troops. Well, I don't, says Larkin, and here's why. Morality does not change based on birthplace or citizenship. Whether something is good or bad doesn't depend on whether it's an American doing it, nor does it depend upon where in the world it's being done. So let's set aside pack mentality nationalism and the usual excuse of this is war, which usually means right and wrong don't count at the moment. And consider whether our troops actually deserve support. Suppose there are criminals in your town. Now, this won't take much imagination for most of us. Now suppose that a bunch of cops with machine guns are barging into one house after another at random looking for crooks. Would it be okay with you when they showed up at your house? Go ahead, think about that. I mean, I'm sure we've got a number of gun owners in the audience who might be a little bit concerned with house-to-house searches. Would that bother you a little bit if the cops were coming around looking for contraband?
I would hope Americans, whether they own guns or not, would be bothered by house-to-house searches. And I can totally see this happening in America within the next 20 years. I totally can see it.
Whether
I may be wrong. People may think I'm crazy, but
they could be looking for immigrants or terrorists or whatever.
Drugs.
Yeah, whatever it is, the bad thing of the moment. Happens to be. So ask yourself, how would you feel if they showed up at your house? Well, that sort of thing wasn't okay with the people that wrote the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment in particular stated that law enforcement has no right to come into your house without your permission unless they have probable cause, which is more than a suspicion or a wild guess, to think that a crime is happening or that evidence of a crime is there. Now, of course, a cop's job would be a lot easier if he didn't have to respect individual rights. He could barge in wherever he wanted and rummage through everybody's stuff, contrary to the Fourth Amendment. Randomly stop people and forcibly interrogate them, contrary to the Fifth Amendment. Take people's stuff or punish people on a whim. Lock people up without charging them with anything, contrary to the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, and so on. Of course, he'd be an evil fascist, but his job sure would be a lot easier. Now, watch some footage of U.S. troops down in Iraq. What are they doing? Well, they're barging in wherever they want, with guns drawn, no less, randomly stopping people and forcibly interrogating them, detaining people without charges, taking property and punishing people without a warrant or even probable cause, and so on.
Now, it's a war zone.
That's what they claim, Mark, but no one has ever declared war. First and foremost, why is it that the stuff is good over there if it's bad over here? Well, the sad but accurate answer for most Americans is that the victims aren't Americans, so yeah, their rights don't really matter.
You know, I've always this has always kind of bothered me. If you hear about a plane wreck in Indonesia or something like that, if they'll tell you 300 people died in this plane wreck and four Americans.
Yeah.
And what bothers me about that is I focus on what I hear is how many Americans died, not how many people died. And somehow, to me, you know, in my life, and I'm not saying that I like this about me, but if whether they're American or not matters to me.
You've been indoctrinated. You've been indoctrinated with this belief that for whatever reason, because you happen to be pushed out of your mother's womb on this particular geographic landmass, that something is extra special about you. And it's nonsense.
I think we act like it, too.
It's nonsense.
We are, you know, they say that, you know, we got to be the world's police. Why is it that America can be the world's police? Would it be okay if Mexico came over here and decided to be America's police?
I find myself fortunate that I happen to be born on this particular geographic landmass. However, it doesn't make me special. It doesn't make me better than any of the other human beings that have genitalia like I do between my legs. I mean, I'm no different from anybody else around the world. My the amount of melanin or pigment in my skin may be different than some of the others, but that's about it.
The culture you're raised in.
The culture, okay, but no one culture is superior to the others. I mean, from an objective point of view. Anyway,
I suppose from a conquering point of view, one is better than another.
From the perspective of the regular folk in Iraq, there's a foreign military occupying their country. Have you ever wondered how that would feel? Wouldn't it be swell if China, for our own good, decided to send Chinese troops to drive tanks around our cities and towns, setting up random roadblocks and checkpoints, questioning people at random, searching wherever they wanted, and so on? Would you feel good about that? And how about if they said, well, this is war, so we have to do this? Would that make it okay with you? It's a question we've asked a lot of times on this program in the past to those who are those who support the actions of government initiating war around the world. And I remember there was actually a call recently where I painted that picture for the guy, and he actually kind of thought for a moment and said, yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. Most people don't think that way.
I think people would say that in Iraq, though, it's, you know, having just come out of a war, which, of course, we started, that things would deteriorate rather quickly if we had to follow, say, the Bill of Rights and not go into people's houses without warrants and things like that. That the rules have to be suspended, otherwise it will deteriorate into a place of chaos, lawlessness, destruction.
The U.S. government people, according to their own founding documents, should not have ever even been over there in the first place.
Well, that much is true.
Right. So everything else is completely null and void. Once you come to the understanding of that, it's your obligation as a good human being to say, oh my gosh, what kind of a mistake have we made here? What sort of destruction have we caused? Time to get the hell out. That's, I think, what a good person would do once they realize they'd made a mistake, instead of just saying, well, we made a mistake, but now we've got to stay here to keep making more mistakes. Because if we leave, then things could be worse, which is nonsense. And it's not my obligation anyway. It's not my obligation to be a part of this whole situation, to fund it, to support it, or anything like that. Anyway, back to Larkin, and he talks about how the American troops in Iraq are not good guys. They're invaders, whose job it is to violate individual rights on a daily basis. Of course, the excuse is that they're going after really nasty people, and they need to be able to do that stuff. Right. And that's what every tyrant in history has used as an excuse for depriving individuals of their rights. It's been the default excuse for theft, torture, and murder since the beginning of recorded history. You'll hear it all the time. Right here in America, whenever you hear some new proposal for some new police state activity, whether it's random roadblocks, whether it's setting up checkpoints in certain neighborhoods, which we've seen happen, the roadblocks are going on now. The checkpoints in neighborhoods happened earlier this year in Washington, D.C., and have happened in other places. Whether it's those proposals or proposals for cameras being put up all around the streets, as has happened in Chicago, New York City, whatever the police state proposals are, whatever the new governmental restrictions and strictures are, it's always necessary. That's the term. You'll hear it thrown out there all the time. Well, you know, we have to necessarily balance the security between the liberties.
It was necessary for the bailout that they just did, this $700 billion bailout.
Yeah.
It was necessary to take all that money away from Americans and give it to bankers and foreign investors.
Sure, even though the calls were like 100 to 1, even though most people, the super, super majority of people were calling their so-called representatives and saying, hey, hey, that's not necessary at all. Please don't do this in my name. Well, they went ahead and did it anyway because it's necessary. More on the way. Support the troops. Do you? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
I didn't have health insurance. I'm young, healthy. I never even get colds. And I thought it was too expensive. Why spend the money? Well, I found out the day I crashed my mountain bike and had to go to the hospital to the tune of $18,000. Fact is, everyone needs health insurance. That's why a free service called Get Insured will help you get the facts. I found out too late about Get Insured, but it's not too late for you. If you're uninsured, have had trouble getting health insurance, or just want to make sure you're paying a fair rate, make the free call to 1-800-617-9867. Get Insured isn't an insurance company. It's a free service that helps you find affordable, quality health insurance. Everyone's different, but turns out I could have been insured for less than I spend on coffee each month. That beats my $18,000 hospital bill. Don't wait until it's too late for you and your family. Get the facts on health insurance. Make the free, no-obligation call to Get Insured. 1-800-617-9867. 1-800-617-9867.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, going back for an entire year free. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all that on us.
You want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. You can save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. It's InnerKnobs.com. You get wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InnerKnobs.com.
We are talking about the concept that seems to be relatively popular across America, the idea that no matter what you think about the war, the troops should be supported. And Larkin Rose has a few, well, divergent beliefs, I think, to what many Americans feel about this. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to support the troops, that's your business. You're certainly welcome to do so. However, I think that I should be free to not support those troops.
You're talking about financially.
I mean financially, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if that were the case, if I weren't being threatened with, you know, possibly being thrown in a cage over not supporting the troops, wouldn't really bother me that much. I'd still think there's something wrong with it morally, the idea of supporting people going and initiating force on others around the world. But at least then I wouldn't be party to it. And I'm not party to it. I will not support them.
There's a long history in America of supporting rebellions and wars in other countries. The Armenians, after World War I, managed to essentially fight off, I think it was the Muslims, actually, with support simply from America. The IRA, they've, like them or not, call them a terrorist organization or not, they had a huge effect on politics in Ireland, and they were supported from, you know, New England, essentially.
I would like to point out, as an aside, I will support those troops that have the courage to stand up for what they believe is right. And if they believe they're being given unconstitutional orders, which I believe that the entirety of whatever the U.S. military is doing around the world is unconstitutional, so if they were to refuse to follow those orders, as a few of them have, there have been maybe a handful of troops that have done this, I would absolutely support those individuals based on their individual choices. But to, as a mass, just to say I would support generally the troops, no, sorry, most of them follow bad orders, and just like I cannot support police that follow bad orders, however, I will absolutely support the individual police when they make the right choices, like joining law enforcement against prohibition, for instance. I like those cops. Those guys are cool with me. Anyway, continuing with what Larkin has to say here, and again, you guys are welcome to comment at 1-800-259-9231. Do you support the troops? If so, why? So Rose continues, and he points out that what the troops are doing over in Iraq are not very nice things. However, they use the excuse that, well, it's war, and these are nasty people that they're going after, so they need to do this this stuff. However, committing evil in the name of combating evil is both hypocritical and patently stupid. Incidentally, it's also exactly the same excuse that the foreign terrorists use to justify their atrocities. Desperate times call for desperate measures, so they need to ignore individual rights for the greater good. It's the creed of the U.S. troops and foreign terrorists alike. Many Americans thought it was outrageous for the Supreme Court to say that at least in certain cases, military folk shouldn't be doing searches and arrests in Iraq without first obtaining warrants, which requires showing probable cause. Now, why is that outrageous? Let's try the shoe on the other foot. The Chinese people were outraged today when the Chinese High Court ruled that Chinese troops in the U.S. can't search homes or arrest people without first showing probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed. Wouldn't you consider that a good thing? Once upon a time, some radical extremists declared they believed that it was self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights. Since then, some have opined, with good reason, that what they meant back then was that all white males are created equal. Well, we've come pretty far since then, but today, it just means that all Americans are created equal. How about Iraqis? Nope, they must have been sick the day inalienable rights were handed out. Now, in case there are any flag wavers anywhere whom I haven't yet offended, I'd like to give the ultimate example of how incapable of objectivity Americans are. Not that nationalists in any other countries are any better at it, but on 9/11/2001, something really nasty happened. Why was it so evil? Because thousands of innocent civilians were intentionally murdered in order to achieve a political goal. It was absolutely evil what happened on 9/11.
No doubt.
Now for the trivia question. What was the largest terrorist attack in history, and who committed it?
I know where he's going.
Okay.
Nagasaki or Hiroshima.
Good call. Yep, he says it killed about 50 times as many innocents as died on 9/11/01, and When it happened, almost all of America was cheering. It happened on August 6, 1945. It was the nuclear bomb dropped on Hiroshima by the order of President Truman. And 3 days later, he ordered the second worst terrorist act in history, the bombing of Nagasaki, which killed about 20 times as many people as died on 9/11/2001.
And the reason for that is essentially that what we're given is it was okay to kill these innocent civilians whom, you know, were not doing anything to the United States. Now, their nation may have been at war against our nation, but they weren't doing anything.
You mean their government was at war against the U.S. government?
Whatever terminology you want. I mean, their government was at war against the U.S. government. However, they themselves had not done anything.
True.
And they were killed.
Right.
And the reason was is to save American lives. There we go again. We're back full circle saying that American lives are more valuable. And actually, it wasn't American lives that we were trying to save. It was American troops' lives is what Truman was trying to save. So
yeah.
There you guys have guys with guns who have the opportunity to defend themselves. Civilians were killed, just had a bomb dropped on them from out of nowhere, set on fire, their houses blown to pieces. In order to protect guys who had guns in their hands and could protect themselves.
And had those troops, those American troops, never gone into that war in the first place, had they never gone into World War I, odds are World War II probably never would have happened. But had the U.S. government adhered to its constitution and adhered to the advice of the founding fathers, who said that don't get into entangling alliances with these other countries and don't initiate war. I mean, it was pretty clear.
Well, the Pacific theater of World War II is the most difficult of the American wars to say that America shouldn't have been in.
It's very likely it never would have happened had Woodrow Wilson not gotten America involved in World War I. So it was the fact that the U.S. government consistently had been breaking its constitutional premises and the premises of the founding fathers as to why World War II became about.
The United States, which was based on, you know, breaking away from the old traditional style of government, decided that instead it wanted to be an empire-building nation, just like the big boys in Europe.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So, Larkin says, let's review. Killing lots of civilians in order to bully a government into changing its ways. When Arabs do it, it's called terrorism. When Americans do it, it's heroic and righteous. But we needed to end the war. Well, duh, the ones who killed
civilians. They had already preferred before Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It's my understanding, and you know, I'd have to go look and just to make sure, but it was my understanding they had already preferred a conditional end of the war. However,
the Japanese, you mean.
Right, the Japanese had. However, Truman didn't want a conditional end of the war. He wanted a non-conditional end of the war, and that is the reason that those civilians had to die, because that man and his hubris said there will absolutely be no conditions to our victory.
Rose says the ones who kill civilians always say it was necessary and they think the ends justify the means or they wouldn't do it. That doesn't change the patently obvious fact that the American terrorists murdered a couple hundred thousand Japanese civilians in order to instill suffering and terror in an attempt to intimidate the Japanese government into changing its behavior. And Americans do some amazing mental gymnastics to try to avoid facing the fact that that makes our government the biggest terrorist in history. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want or comment on what we've been discussing. Anything goes at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, they include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
In a 4-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating and exercise habits. Without changing their daily routine, 83% of the participants using the key component in DEXC20 lost weight, and 72% lost inches off their waist. I've been taking DEXC20. It's working for me. It can work for you. And you don't get those weird jitters that you get with most diet pills. It's DEXC20. You can get it at Walgreens, GNC, CVS, or get it at diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231, live Saturday edition of the program. Just finished, pretty much finished up an article from Larkin Rose where he alleges, and I think I agree with him, that the U.S. federal government is the biggest terrorist in history. But they're not. That's not to say there aren't little terrorists all around this country. They call themselves local and state governments. In fact, if you go and just look at the definition of terrorism, it's now, this is the dictionary definition. I'm sure the legalese version definition is a little bit different. But the dictionary common definition is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Well, I've got some little terrorists here in the city of Keene that are threatening me over my tenants having a couch in their lawn. They're threatening me with a cage, with being thrown in a cage and having my house stolen from me. That's terrorism.
I don't like pointing the fingers directly at the United States government. I think the United States government is one of the best governments we've seen on the planet in a lot lot of ways.
You mean, what do you mean by that? When you say they're the best government we've seen, if they've killed more people, if they've killed more people in one fell swoop than any other government.
In one incident. I mean,
certainly now and other killers.
How many Russians died during the conflict with Germany in World War II? Now, come on. I mean, just
governments
because
around
more
the world
people died in
millions.
One incident in one day doesn't make the United States the worst government ever. It just makes it yet
killing,
another
still
government.
Killing. Right. It's still killing either way you slice
yet
it.
Yes, another government.
Yeah, exactly. And all governments are terrorists.
Governments, reserve for themselves the monopoly privilege on the use of force, and sometimes they abuse it. I will agree with you. I don't like the idea of the United States government being it being said that they're worse, and they're not.
Anytime,
definitely not.
Anytime you initiate force on innocent peaceful people, you are doing, especially in the realm of political purposes, you are committing terrorism, which means that all governments all around the world are terrorists. We continue with your phone calls. Let's go and start with David, listening to WNTK in New Hampshire. Hello, David. Hello, David. You are on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was listening to your very provocative comments about World War II and terrorism and stuff like that. And
yes, sir.
I guess my first question is, you couldn't possibly be serious, or are you?
What do you mean by that?
You're equating the bombing of Nagasaki, which saved hundreds of thousands of both Japanese, maybe millions, both Japanese and Americans, to a bunch of Islamic maniacs flying an airliner full of innocent people, including a bunch of school children, office building. You're equating those two events?
Well, would you agree that the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce for political purposes is considered terrorism?
Oh, I suppose, a dictionary definition might be something like that. I think you're missing a moral component here now.
Oh, you're saying it's moral when the people in uniforms pull the trigger, but when the people wearing turbans do it, then it's immoral? Is that what you're getting at?
I'm saying it's moral when the actions are taken against in a wartime environment against
killing
a
is
country
moral?
That attacked us.
You're saying killing innocent people is moral?
I don't believe I said that. I think you said that.
Well, hold on. Do you think it's this is what I don't understand. It's okay to have dropped nuclear weapons on innocent people in Japan who weren't taking up arms against the United States in order to save people who had arms in their hands, United States and Japanese soldiers who were fighting each other, who willingly went and did that. It's okay to have killed them in order to have saved the members of the respective militaries?
And to win the war. And to say
wait, I'd like to be clear on this. No, that's an incorrect statement.
Is yes.
Japan
yes,
had already
yes.
preferred, a conditional surrender. You know, they were ready to surrender. They had already preferred that, but Truman said no, he wanted an unconditional surrender, and the only result to that would be the complete and utter destruction of Japan if he didn't get it.
It sounds like revisionist history to me.
Would you like to read Wikipedia? I mean,
that's someone could argue
revisionist
that Wikipedia
history is what they teach us in high school. Like, we're the winners, you know?
Well, listen, guys, we could continue this indefinitely. I think you're being very provocative to get a lot of listeners, but I don't think anyone is taking you very seriously.
You think we're just BSing you? You think that we think that killing people, innocent people around the world in the name of war is okay and moral, sir?
No, I don't think that's the specious comparisons that you're making between to terrorist activity in the year 2008 compared to, warfare in 1945.
You're the one who's trying to pretend as though warfare is in no way considered terrorism. Just because you don't believe that to be the case doesn't mean it's not the case. The definition is quite crystal clear. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce for political purposes. That's what war is all about. That's terrorism, sir. When you're initiating force against innocent, peaceful people around the world, whatever your reasons happen to be, and by the way, the reasons that World War II occurred, as we talked about earlier, was because U.S. government people got involved in World War I in the first place, which, by the way, Woodrow Wilson was elected to not get the country into World War I, but he went ahead and broke that campaign promise. So, a lot of these consequences that we're even talking about here only resulted because of the initiation of force in the World War One situation.
So you're telling me that you're telling me that our entry into an involvement in World War II was primarily the result of American diplomatic missteps in World War One?
You wouldn't say that? I mean, you don't think that the treaty that from Versailles that required Germany to pay these huge reparations and the German people to be starving to death? I mean, one German woman was quoted as saying, "You'll pretty much latch onto any leader if you have to eat rats to survive." I mean, yes, that's what the German people thought.
It made way for the charismatic leader.
Had it been for Germany's involvement in World War II, Japan wouldn't have been any problem to deal with, right?
Were we a signatory to the Versailles Treaty?
Was I?
Was the United States?
I don't know. I mean, we certainly got in at the end of World War II and, had through the sides over, through
you
the
World
weight,
War One.
Excuse me, in
yeah.
World War One and through the weight behind Great Britain and the Allies.
Well, if we were signatory to the Versailles Treaty, then I think you have a point.
No.
However,
look, what does
you
that
know,
mean?
Neither you nor I know that. So it's a moot point.
I can look it up relatively quickly. The point is, we got on one side there. Whether or not we signed the Treaty of Versailles doesn't really matter because we gave the other side the opportunity. We got involved. The United States got involved, backing up kings and monarchs in this World War II, World War I situation that we should have never been involved in.
Thanks for the call, David. Good hearing from you. And we don't get on the air and say things that we don't believe. That's just not the way this show operates. I know there are a lot of talk shows.
We should go around the world killing people.
You mean
that's
the government?
All.
I don't go anywhere killing anybody. I'm fine right here where I am. I live a peaceful life in harmony with my neighbors as much as possible. It's these people calling themselves government that are going around the world initiating violence, and I want nothing to do with it. I will not voluntarily fund these government people in their initiations of force. We continue. We talk to Jenny, ladies first, on listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Jenny.
Hi. I'll tell you what, I want to cry when I listen to you because I feel like I've been a crazy person in this world. I completely agree with you. Let me make this point really clear. I am anti-war. I'm not anti-defending myself or this nation, but I'm anti-war. And, I'm young. Maybe I don't know all the facts, but what I'm starting to see is that so many wars are actually being waged. And they're lies.
This is all true. Jenny, I'll bring you back, let you make your points here, give you enough time. Okay. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's
Woodrow Wilson signed the Treaty of Versailles for the United States.
Thank you
for
that.
So therefore, the caller agrees with us.
More coming up. You take control. More with Jenny and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be. Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat?" This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Well, we need you to vote for us at the Podcast Awards. It's that time of year. It's only going on for a couple weeks here. Voting period ends on November 6th. So get your votes in. You can do it on a daily basis. Once every 24 hours, you may vote if you would like to vote that often. Head over to podcastawards.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. Actually, well, not quite to the bottom. Third from the bottom, you'll find the political category, which... I disagree with the categorization, but it's probably the most accurate for the show of the ones they had. Anyway, you'll find Free Talk Live in the list of options there under the political category. Select Free Talk Live, scroll down a little further, enter your name and your email address, and click the radio button that is appropriate to you, and click Submit. And you will cast your vote for Free Talk Live. And it makes a big difference for us because we've won this podcast award now 3 years in a row. This will be our fourth year in a row. If we win this one, we can do it with your help. So please go to podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live in the political category.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. The IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com. It's open to graduates, undergraduates, graduate students, recent graduates, and the meals, housing, and costs of participation is all covered. Deadline to apply for early acceptance is November the 15th, so get on it. It's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, as we continue, Jenny, waiting patiently here, ran out of time in the last segment. Want to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out. Jenny, you're back on Free Talk Live, listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello there.
Thank you. This is what I know to be true, is that the wars that have been waged in this nation's history is so that rich people that rule us can make more money, and they use us as their cannon fodder. And you can't tell me any different because...
It's the truth. Eisenhower said it. Eisenhower warned us of it. General Smedley Butler, one of the few two-time winners of the Medals of Honor, said that war is a racket. He said that, in fact, it's the people that make money, that make, you know, bombs and guns and airplanes that want war.
Well,
and the politicians that serve them.
How about this? This is a very quick example. This war, the Carlyle Group, it's the largest arms dealer on the planet, and the two largest shareholders of that group is the Bush family and the Bin Laden family. And it seems to me that this may be more of a business deal than it is a real war.
Well, it's a real war in that there are people dying, but yes, you are correct, because it's their blood that's, you know, lining the pockets of these businessen, so you're absolutely right.
I understand that.
But let me point something out here, though. I think it's
a Vietnam lie. And then even during World War II, Japan attacked us without being provoked. What about the oil embargo that we were doing upon their nation while they were trying to have their wars, and we were making it harder for them? That's why they attacked us. They told us they were going to attack us, and then our nation goes ahead and lies to people and say, oh, this is what really happened, and it's not true.
Sure.
And just for one more quick example, because I've been living with a Native American for 15 years, and he actually belongs to a tribe. He's not, like, really white and says he's Indian. He's actually Indian. And he put a lot of perspective about history to me. Abraham Lincoln is painted as a hero. Meanwhile, he committed genocide against the Indians. He believed in freeing black people, but he also believed
in freeing the red people. No, he didn't really believe that. That's actually
a lie about
Lincoln.
No, I know. It was a political move. It was a political move against the South. But you see, today, we celebrate Abraham Lincoln as a hero when he committed genocide. We celebrate Columbus, who committed genocide. I mean, he wiped out an entire people on
Hispaniola. That's it goes back to what Mark said earlier about the winners writing history. The version of history that you get in your high school history textbook has been completely sanitized, and it's nonsense. Some of the basic information may be intact, but the details are completely sanitized.
The devil being there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
What do you do? I mean, I live my little life. I have my garden. I don't make any waves. I just put my head down and pray to God they leave me the hell alone.
Yeah,
because
unfortunately, that is
really
what
dangerous.
Most... Yeah, I see where you're coming from there, Jenny, and I used to live that life, and I understand it completely, and I won't slight you for it, but if you really want to know what you can do, if you love liberty and you understand that in order to have liberty for yourself, you have to honor your neighbor's choices and allow them to make their own choices for their own lives and not try to control them, you know, if you agree with that concept and you want to see more freedom in your life, time instead of just hunkering down and hoping they don't pick you to mess with next, I highly recommend you go and check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and get involved in the liberty movement, because there are more and more people all of the time that have decided they've had it with flying under the radar. They've had it with keeping their head down and hoping to be avoided by the gang calling themselves the government, and they are willing to stand up and do something about it. And we'll tell you more about the Free State Project a little bit later, but I want to thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, more about the Free State Project up a little bit later. Let's continue with your phone calls for now and talk to Paul in California on the AMP line. Hello, Paul.
Hey.
Paul.
I'm so happy to hear callers like Jenny. This is why I'm an amplifier.
Excellent.
I want you to reach people like that. I want you to wake up people who are not already part of the choir. I mean, she's sympathetic to these ideas, but we need to motivate people to get out and share them.
Absolutely.
The first step is to get people to not oppose us, but then the next step is we need to get people to actively, share the ideas of liberty. Just talking to people is extremely powerful.
Yeah, and that talking to people is one of the things you can do if you're in a position like Jenny might be, where she's, you know, maybe a little too unsure of her beliefs or not quite ready to step out and be seen as having beliefs in liberty. But you can still talk to people on a much more private basis and still spread these ideas sort of surreptitiously, I suppose.
Yeah, you can sort of approach it familiar the same way that Stefan Molyneux does. Hey, I'm just this guy. I may not know what I'm talking about, but I've got these questions,
Hey, Paul, before we continue the conversation, can you back off your phone like an inch?
I'm wearing a headset. I don't have a volume control.
Okay, it sounds better. So, it's better. What were you calling about tonight besides that?
I listen to you on podcasts. So I'm always, when you come up with something that I want to call on, the show's over, so I can't do it. So I sometimes make notes. I listened to you talk about, you and Mike were talking about, it was the show after the the woman with the 80-year-old woman with the. Anyway, you and Mark were really getting into an interchange about the. And then on the Hester show, you talked about how the best way to talk to bureaucrats is. And you had talked about how it's better to be polite, be forthcoming, to be positive, and to look for areas of agreement in talking to bureaucrats.
I don't know about being forthcoming. I mean, they're always trying to extract information from you, so I don't know about being forthcoming with them, but yes.
I don't mean it that way, but I just mean it in the sense of, look, I really want, you know, we really want just peace and quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no reason to be nasty to them. That was basically my point, is that instead of being nasty and yelling.
Yeah, we're not here to make
Well, exactly right. I thank you for the call tonight, Paul. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's all. I mean, I haven't been messing with anybody. They're the ones that are messing with me. It's the bureaucrats, the government people that are initiating conflict. They're the ones that are starting it. I don't want to have anything to do with that. And I'll be very nice about the entire process. I'm not here to agitate. I'm just here to live my life and live in harmony and peace with my neighbors. That's all. So, of course, we're talking about a situation where the city of Keene, New Hampshire government bureaucrats are coming after me, threatening me with a cold cage or possibly stealing my home from me because some of my tenants have decided to leave a couch out in their lawn. It's essentially a year-round Halloween decoration. They're utilizing it for their Halloween decorations this year. And, you know, they're threatening me over. They're committing terrorism against me. And so it would be understandable if I wanted to get all upset and I wanted to yell and stamp my feet. But that won't do me any good. That'll just make sure that nobody wants to listen to what I have to say. So stay nice, stay positive, and stay cordial. That's, I think, what we're talking about here. I think you're going to get further with that kind of an approach.
I think that's best in dealing one-on-one. However, I think that there's a place for, you know, protests and, you know.
I agree with that.
People being outraged at the government.
Oh, yes. I would agree with you there, Mark. And, yes, specifically one-on-one, when you're talking to these people as individuals, you know, they are human beings, mostly, most of them, who have
they
feelings.
They are certainly human beings.
Who have feelings, some of them less than others, but they deserve to be treated that way, even when they're treating you nasty. At least then you're not lowering yourself to their level. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.